Welcome to the Evolvepreneur After Hours Show. I'm your host, Richard Ray. Join me today where we dig deep with our guest and get you the best concepts and strategies. Today's special guest is Christy Wilson. Christy is a national keynote speaker and award-winning entrepreneur. She is widely regarded as the go-to source on establishing a positive corporate culture, strategies to help leaders grow business successfully, as well as employee engagement and retention techniques. Christy is passionate about empowering others and promoting a workplace culture centered around diversity and inclusion. Today, we're talking about scaling business with passion and purpose. Christy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
It's really great to have you here, and I can already feel the energy in the room, so I'm looking forward to this one today. But Christy, the question I always ask people when we start a session is, where in the world are you?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Very famous part of the world, and a lot of TV production and film production there these days, of course. So Walking Dead, I believe, is a big show in that part of the world. But anyway, enough of me being a big nerd. Let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit of your history, your background, because it looks like you've done some amazing things, and I took so much out of your bio that, you know, because I'd be here all day talking about the amazing things that you've done. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, Christy Wilson, a.k.a. the Profitability Pathmaker. And so I'm actually on a mission to transform businesses into soaring success stories, right? So I have over 30 years of experience. I really now specialize in helping businesses soar past that 7 or 8 figure milestone. We use a unique blend of strategic insights, including decoding the intricate dynamics of people, right? Social smarts. We use mastering the art of money, of course, and implementing strategic, operational, and marketing solutions. I'm the CEO of 8 organizations myself that I've used those same strategies for, and we've been able to scale those. One of the businesses is Next Level Connected, and it's a really unique business because we don't just consult with our clients. We actually partner with those businesses to optimize, monetize, and automate their operations through comprehensive solutions, everything from technology to business strategy, administrative support, training, and digital marketing. We really focus on helping business owners work on the business rather than in the business so they can scale. And then my favorite part, going beyond business, the mission of Next Level Connected is super close to my heart. We partner with state agencies to create remote career opportunities for individuals with disabilities. And it actually levels the playing field for small to mid-sized businesses because our team's like no other, right? Our clients receive full executive level experience and team members on a fractional basis. So it's within their budget. So we believe that expert solutions, as well as fantastic opportunities for everyone, should be accessible to all, helping everyone rise connected, which is our tagline.
So, wow, so much there. That's amazing that you've managed to put all that into just such a small amount of time, and you know, CEO of 8 organizations as well. Wow. I mean, that's pretty impressive. That is very, very impressive indeed.
Thank you.
So it does sound like rather than having customers, you have partners. And it sounds like that you're already reestablishing or reframing the relationship that you have with the people you're working with. Tell us a little bit more about that process.
Absolutely. So we actually found, we developed Next Level Connected. We started with an IT company called Wooz IT. And we really grew that. We scaled it using these strategies from 0 to over 7 figures in the first 24 months, which, big deal for us. So we had a lot of clients. We had just hundreds of clients, and one of the recurring themes that we heard from our clients was, well, do you know somebody that does this, or do you know where I can find this, or this really works well, so I'm so frustrated spending hours trying to coordinate with all these vendors or all these places, trying to find the right employees, and I just really need help with the overall growth plan, the overall plan for our business, getting it from where it's at to the next level, if you want. So that's where Next Level was born. We partnered with the IT company, absorbed it in there. We offered full technology services already. So all we had to do was put our remote workforce in place there, establish those partnerships with VR. And suddenly we had skilled people working on digital marketing. We were able to do, you know, growth. We're able to do any type of fractional support, whether it's finance, whether it's business operations, administrative support, training, whatever it is. And so it's like you said, it's a partnership. My goal when I come in, or my team's goal, all of us together, we come in and we want to know, where do you want to take your business, right? It's a one-stop shop. This is the plan to get there. Here's the pieces. We can provide each of them for you. We can piece them out, put them in one. But our goal is really not just, we want to sell you services or we want to fix your technology. We do, but we actually want to take you to the next level and surpass your goals as a business as a whole in its entirety.
That sounds like a great process. So the other thing you've mentioned a lot there, which I think is really wonderful, is, you know, that fractional approach. But also you mentioned on top of that, you know, the whole point of inclusion. So you've got this diverse team in many, many different locations. Tell us about maybe some of the gold nuggets of talent that you've found out there that may have gone undiscovered.
Oh, absolutely. It's just story after story. I know that I'm biased, but our team is second to none. They are so loyal, so dedicated, and we will come across quite often working with one of our vocational rehabilitation partners. They'll say, "Christy, you won't believe the amazing person I have that, you know, they've accomplished so much." One example, it comes to mind. I had a gentleman, and he was a neuroscientist and then turned neurosurgeon. Well, then he went back to school after he had an accident or was involved in an accident, and he needed something different to do. And so he went and not only finished his bachelor's in business, but then finished his master's in organizational structures, and then finished his doctorate. I mean, all, and this gentleman, by the way.
So an immensely talented individual.
Maybe younger.
Kind of next level.
Too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I couldn't believe it. And so, and then he says he wants to work with us. And so this person is just phenomenal. But there's an example of someone who couldn't go out anymore into a traditional working environment, but provided the right environment and accommodations. Oh, fantastic.
That's very, very impressive. So when you're working with, I'll call them your partners, rather than your customers. So when you're working with your partners, what are kind of the classic mistakes that you hear from them on a regular basis? What are the things where you go, okay, wrong way to think. This is how we should reframe things.
Yep, absolutely. So one of the big ones is I get it because, you know, we were small business owners. Mm-hmm. We really had budgetary constraints in the beginning, right? And one of the big things is, well, if I can get all these things for cheaper, then I'm going to save all this money. The problem is cheaper can be good for certain things, but you really need to evaluate what you're getting value and what the scope of that is for that discounted rate. Mm-hmm. Because I found you truly get what you pay for. And so you might find 10 inexpensive solutions, but you could have paid less to combine that into one piece that had better quality than all of those put together. So that's one of them. And then a second big mistake I hear all the time, and again, guilty of it for sure, had to learn from my mistakes, failures, but that's what drives us forward, right? We learn from our failures. When I started, I wanted to wear every hat. Again, budgetary constraints. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm passionate about this project. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. And so that's when I always tell them that, oh, I'm the one who does this. Oh, I do that. Is it getting done? And you find that things get pushed to the back burner. Well, we really could have scaled quicker, or we really could have solved this problem or prevented this if we gave that one to somebody who specializes in that and put you on a task where it's your specialty, right? What do you do best? That's what you should focus on, because you can't scale a business when you're working in it. You have to be working on it. So two big mistakes that I always see.
You've got that transitional process that people go through. You ever find resistance from people because you're like, it's my company, I'm the person who should be doing this, and how could somebody do this bit better than me, etc.?
Absolutely. We will actually have clients and they're begging for help, and you go in and you have the strategy and they're like, well, I want to cherry pick, right? So I'm going to do this, but not that. And then I'm going to do this thing and not this. And then I'm going to take these steps and reverse them in this order. So the way that I handle that, it depends on the individual. Mm-hmm. But you kind of look, let's get on the same page. We both want the same thing, right? I want what you want. That's my job. I want to take you to your goal and soar past it. So what we'll do is we'll really break it down. We'll get to the root of what's the concern. You know, why do you want to do it this way? Is it your budget? Is it you've done this for 30 years? And then, you know, if it's that, you can address each item. If you've done it for 30 years, that's great. And you're an expert in what you do. And you're an expert in your business because of that experience. However, that's like using an outdated GPS system, right? If you haven't updated the GPS for 10 mm-hmm. years, 20 years, some of the roads
might be there. There's new landmarks to deal with and all these things.
Right. Did that road close and there's another one now in its place? You might make it to your destination, but probably not the most effective route, right? So that's what I always use as an analogy. Mm-hmm. And I can usually, I will say 99.9% of the time, we're able to come to an agreement on a strategy or set of strategies, a framework that works for them, and they can be happy with.
Really interesting. Just going back to the fractional approach that you have, which sounds really exciting, and it's a smart way of handling things. How widespread geographically is the team that you can apply to the people you're working with?
Our client base?
The people who are doing the work. You've got this fractional approach and these amazing people working. Yeah, your team.
Absolutely. We're currently operating in 34 states, but we would operate really in any state that we have the talent available and the need for a client. But right now, we're active in 34 states. So it's across the U.S. Everywhere out west. We have Nevada. And then we have, of course, New York. We have Boston. We have Atlanta. We've got Texas. We have some Midwestern people, Wisconsin, Kentucky. So we're pretty spread out.
That is quite impressive. And how do you find that your partners react to that fractional approach? Because, you know, some people think, oh no, I've got to have access to this resource all the time, without realizing that actually, no, they don't.
Right, exactly. So most of them, again, they're a little leery in the beginning. So mm-hmm. when we come in, we bring proof. We bring in other case studies and we bring in situations. We come in prepared proactively. So I'm going to look at them and say it's a chiropractor who owns multiple locations. I'm going to come in and I'm going to use another chiropractor without the names, but that case study. And I'm going to say, okay, Christy, you're going into this chiropractor. Here's most likely what their concerns are going to be with the fractional support, or I need support all the time. I'm going to be prepared for that. Of course, sometimes you get there, they might have something else, but we have so many proven cases that we're able to share that, again, 99.9% of the time, we're able to convince them that this is actually beneficial to you. It gives you variety in time zones. It gives you variety in working times. It makes them more motivated to hit the goal you have. And really, support isn't a problem. We usually have someone at all times available to answer. And even if they're not required to, because we don't require, you know, to answer whenever, but I'll be honest, our team, it's like 11 p.m. Somebody's answering. I'm like, what are you answering? It's like they're answering. So they are dedicated. They are dedicated to the success of the client more so than you would find often, not always, but often with somebody that is just, I'm here 9 to 5 and I'm here full time for you, because they're there full time. So at the end, that's it. They're shutting it off. My team, we have a diverse group working together. And so it might be 11 o'clock, but you know, Jason's up and working at 11 o'clock, so he's going to go ahead and respond and make sure we take care of it.
And this has got to be part of the benefits of having such a wide and diverse team, different time zones, different times of day that people might be awake or sleeping. You know, levels of neurodiversity, even, that means that they're awake at 2 in the morning and there's somebody there to talk to, yeah?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So without naming names, as you say, can you give me a kind of your golden example of how you've helped a client that come along to you and they're pulling their hair out, they're not sure how they're going to take it to that next level, and you've really turned it around for them?
Absolutely. So I'm going to give an example of a doctor's office. And they started with a couple locations and they were really stuck where they were. They said, "Christy, it started out great. We've been operating for 5 years. We did so well. It's like we shot off from zero to almost seven figures and we're sitting around $800,000 a year. We can't, it's been over a year. We can't seem to break past it. We're just sitting stagnant. And we really want to take this past seven figures and then set goals from there to go beyond." And they were really struggling. So we came in there. They had maybe about 10, 15 employees at the time.
Yep.
And what we found was that they had 10 or 15 employees and the employees were so busy that they couldn't get to what they needed to do. Well, really what was happening was they're all trying to overlap and do similar things. So we went in, we analyzed, we looked at what are you doing? We kind of narrowed it down and we said, okay, these three people here, this is what they excel at. It's their strength. And we went ahead and actually worked with their manager, their office manager, to really train on some leadership skills, how to motivate, how to identify strengths, how to identify opportunities or challenges. Where can we offer training to these people over here? And what can we use and how can we leverage strengths? And then we go through and say, we found in this case, a bunch of challenges, right? There were some, pardon me, there were some challenges that arose when it came to the way their technology functioned with their electronic health system. And so they were spending all this time, you know, trying to do workarounds and manual things. Well, again, because we do all of that, we're able to bring our technology team in, get the right vendors, correct it, get that fixed, train the team on how to effectively use these strategies. And we actually, last I checked, I worked with them. We still work with them, but we worked with them for about 8 months. And in those 8 months, revenue went from around 800,000 to now 1.6 million as last I looked for what we're on track.
In such a short amount of time.
Just that short amount of time. So just little things, analyzing and really changing all those little things, they add up.
That's really interesting. What I'm hearing a lot of is you can see there is gold in various people, in various parts of an organization. But sometimes people are just not able to see this. And, you know, so you coax and you train. It's succession planning part of the process as well. Because as you said before, you could be working with somebody who's been doing this, been running this company for 30 years, and they know how to do it inside out, or so they think. So tell me about succession planning.
Absolutely. So we actually right now are working with a medical practice. Like you said, they've been over 30 years. They are just fabulous at what they do. And they have four locations. And the owner said, okay, so I'm working in the business instead of on it. I'm seeing all these patients. We do have doctors, but it seems like I still have to be the one to come in and do new patients. I still have to do this. I'm all over. I can't quite get this to work. And so we're actually working with them right now, not only on optimizing and doing that piece, but we're working on some succession planning because over the next few years, I said, you are going to want to taper down, put your focus on what you enjoy doing, which is speaking. Fabulous educator. You're going to want to train and educate the public. You're going to want your team to carry out the day-to-day operations. And we want to build in this automation and these frameworks so that you can step out. And when you're ready to, we also plan for what would an acquisition of this business look like? What would a sale of this business look like? How can we set it up?
Very important part of any process like this.
Exactly. You got to make it sellable. And even if you're not looking to do it soon, you should always be building your business to sell it. Whether you're going to or not, that's where the value is.
That's a really interesting mindset to be in. You are constantly thinking, yes, I'm building this business, but I need to make it attractive. I need to make it look like something that could be bought. Is that a surprise to some of the people you work with?
Absolutely, especially the younger generation, or people maybe that are newer to launching a business. They're thinking in their mind, no, I'm passionate about this. I would never give it up. And so you don't have to, but you should be in the mindset to build this so that you can sell it, make a profit on this, and that somebody else could step in, and the processes and structures, infrastructure is there, that they can just continue on operations and have it running successfully. That's where your value is. And you never know what life is going to bring. And as I said,
surgeon as an example. You know?
Exactly. You don't know. An accident one day changes the entire trajectory of your career, or, you know, something happens and he has to move tomorrow, or gosh forbid, something terrible happens and he can't come in. You don't want it riding on just, I'm here and it's my passion. I'm never going to leave it. That might be the case, but you don't know what tomorrow brings. You can't plan. So you instead need to plan for what would I do if this happened? Let's set it up for success so that you have that legacy to leave behind, and you have something that's going to be able to support you past that.
It does sound like you're helping people build the confidence that they can take that step away if they have to. So it does sound like you do a lot of work, you know, on a psychological level with the customers. Yeah?
Oh, absolutely. One of the first things that I do when we come in is we work with the owner and the team members on mindset, because I'll be honest, that's half of everything. Yes, you have to have skills and experience, but you can train a lot of skills. And I always train for mindset, because when you have the right mindset, you are able to excel past what you ever thought you could. And so that's really important. And you also want people to, you know, you want to train them to be a little more open-minded when they're thinking, especially as a business owner. It's tough when you're in your business. Again, it's your passion project. It's mine. I did this. I'm doing this. You have to, and that was something I had to learn. It's hard. You have to learn to look at it objectively from the outside, not from my perspective. I got to get out of my perspective, and I need to get in the shoes of, you know, my consumers, my clients, that's where I need to be looking at it from their shoes, not from my perspective. So it is something we work on in the beginning.
And how do you encourage the owners, managers to empower and enable their existing team?
Oh, yeah, that's another big one. So we do a lot of leadership training. And one of the big things that I always tell people is you built this. You don't build your business higher. You build your team, and your team will build your business more so than you ever would have alone. And so it's so important for owners to, number one, hire the right people. But number two, if you've hired someone who you trust, they're competent, you have to empower them to make the decisions. You have to empower them to feel confident, because again, that mindset, if they don't feel confident in what they're doing, you're not going to have best performance. They have to feel confident. Hey, I'm empowered. I know I can do this. And the other thing is, your team will perform better. They'll be more productive because they feel like, I'm a part of this. I'm invested. I'm empowered to do these things. And I now am part of this business. I'm part of it. It's you know, my actions directly impact the output.
I mean, that sounds like it also enhances the feeling of inclusion in the organization as well.
Absolutely. That's another big thing. So many times, especially with our smaller businesses, you know, mid-size, larger, it's a little different. You have more of that corporate feel. Smaller yes. businesses, you might have 3, 5, 10, 15 employees, right? It's competitive, and it shouldn't be. It's you come in and it's this, you know, morale's down, and everybody's for themselves, and there's these silos, and they feel that they really, you know, nobody's working as a team. If you're not functioning effectively as a team, so it has to be an inclusive environment. And new people coming on as you scale, they have to feel included as well. And really, everyone should be. We should be including everyone, and everyone is not going to be the same. That diversity, that's what really makes a business successful. It makes it that's what's going to allow you to scale. All those diverse backgrounds and the way things are, the way people do things and their perspective is different. Those diverse and unique perspectives, when you have inclusion and you have team efforts, suddenly you have better ideas. You are able to achieve more utilizing strengths and, you know, kind of filling in where there might be opportunities.
Fantastic. So, Chrissy, if there's one piece of advice that people should take away from today's session, what would it be?
In business, you want to train yourself to be dynamic. And I say that because you have to pivot almost on a daily basis if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, business owner. You should be working on practicing for problems to appear daily. If they don't, that's a problem. Challenges, you want to practice on challenges. You want to leverage them, right? To be strengths. And so being dynamic, it's a skill. If you are not able to pivot as needed frequently and quickly, you are going to have a really tough time operating a successful business.
Makes complete sense. So, Chrissy, where can people find you? And do you have any exciting projects on the horizon?
Absolutely, to both. So first, you can find us at our website, www.nextlevelconnected.com. So we're there. And as far as exciting upcoming projects, I have a new book launching end of this year. It's called Dollars and Sense Abilities, like S-E-N-S.
Very nice. I like that.
And it is all about decoding people dynamics, your social smarts, money mastery, and operational insights that will help you soar past 7 or 8 figures as a business owner.
Well, that sounds really exciting, and I hope everybody gets a copy of the book. Chrissy, thank you for a fantastic session today. Really interesting, and I do hope people look up you and your organization.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I wish everyone the best of luck in entrepreneurship.
Well, that's a wrap on another awesome guest episode for the Evolvepreneur After Hours show. Just before you go, if you like this episode, we would be very grateful for a 5-star review. Please also consider recommending this show to a friend or two. Make sure you subscribe for future episodes at evolvepreneursecrets.show right now. Until next time, I'm Richard Ray, and if you're an entrepreneur, start your next project today.